Psalm 100 is a very well-known psalm. It is called the Psalm of Thanksgiving. How we ought to read it, to digest it, and to commit it to our memory, to know that we have always been receiving from the giver of all good gifts. Truly, do you know how the Lord has blessed you in the past, and you have received all His blessings freely? Oh, our God is so good, and we owe Him so much. This Psalm 100 has been chosen by your pastor here as for us to learn how we ought to be grateful in all things. It was written at the moment it was released to the church. It became a great favorite of the church. God's people love this Psalm 100, a psalm of praise. On the surface are hidden the promises of our God and Savior. Do you know that every day He sends us gifts for our use, that we may be strengthened in our spiritual walk? Now this hymn, Psalm 100, is a psalm of thanksgiving given to us in the midst of winter. It is a winter psalm. And as a winter psalm, written and given in the midst of the cold season, we in Singapore are not used to this kind of weather, of wintry weather. But please understand this, that if winter is here, then spring cannot be far away. And God's gift of winter is a blessing for a while. That while we are in the cold season, we understand that the spring is just ahead of us. And so this is His blessing to us. Like the clouds of heaven, we laden with moisture, the new life of the spring waits to bud and to give us the fullness of spring shortly. God is a great God. Yes, we receive the cold season, and the warm season is just promised to us around the corner. Thanks be to God for life. When there is spring, there is the promise of good things, for the gift of God is concealed in God's gift, soon to burst onto the scene. This psalm is Psalm 100, a psalm of thanksgiving. How great is our God! His name is greatly to be praised, that He has given to us this Psalm 100, but it is God's gift of life awaiting God's people, our offering of song, or the old hundredth, is our song before God. We praise Him for this psalm and call the old hundredth. How grateful our hearts must be as God's people. Thankfully, we come before Him daily. Do you know that God's gift to us can never be computed? Oh, He gives us so many gifts. From morning till night, we receive freely from His hands. This is the gift of God, and He is ever faithful, our Creator God. Remember that God is not just a God, but He is our God, our giver of every needful gift, every needful thing that we need is from the Creator. And for what we receive, let us remember to thank Him with praises and songs of appreciation. May our hearts be ever grateful to this Almighty Giver and Creator. Oh, how are you? How do you know what you have received except that you remember and thank Him for all that you have received? Thank Him from your heart. Be ever grateful to Him, for He is our Almighty Giver, the Creator of all things, our faithful provider of every good gift. Everything that we have is from Him. Do you know this? Are you grateful? Oh, dear friends, in the quietness of the evening, think and recall what you have received so freely from this wonderful Creator, God, our faithful provider of every good and perfect gift. To Him, our Heavenly Father, let us always come gratefully. How do you thank Him, dear friends? Remember to call on Him and to thank Him for all that you receive every day, free of charge. Oh, our Heavenly Father is a great and wonderful God. What a joy it is to appear before Him with great, grateful hearts. We come to Him, our great God and provider. Oh, that all people would join with us in grateful thanks for He who made us, provides for us, and as a Creator and Redeemer, our God, and may He accept our offering of thanks and praise, for we come humbly to offer Thee our thanks and praise. Now I have to confess myself before Thee, before you all. You see me nowadays because of this weakness that has come over my muscles in the legs especially, how every movement I must have an extra leg, as it were, a third leg to keep me in balance and not to fall. For this, that I have not fallen for days now, I thank God. Oh, dear friends, how do you thank Him? Remember, our God is Almighty, and He let us acknowledge how He keeps us and blesses us with muscles and keeps us from falling. He is a wonderful God. Oh Lord, our God, remember Him and thank Him every day. And He is to us a Heavenly Father. We call on Him all the time. Every problem we come to before Him, to place before Him in holy petition and worship. O Lord, our God, please help us. For every sickness, every weakness, come to Him and He will help you. He is a wonderful Maker, our Creator and Provider. And we call upon Him all the time. Our tongues are from the ends of the earth. Come therefore with grateful hearts unto our Creator God, for He is able to supply you, able to help you. Come every day before the Lord and provide and tell Him all your sorrows, all your needs, for He is the provider and He will help you. Let us acknowledge Him in all our dealings and remember Him, the Almighty. Oh dear, dear friends, do you know, how well do you know the great God, your Savior? He is the provider, yes. As I will read this psalm for you again, please follow. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands, all ye lands. Yes. Don't ever neglect to speak to your Lord morning, noon and night. Observe, serve the Lord with gladness. Come before His presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, He is God. We are His people, and He hath made us, not we ourselves, but He has made us and supplied us in so many ways. We are like the sheep of His pasture, and come into His presence with thanksgiving and into His courts with praise. Be thankful unto Him and call upon His name often. O Lord, may You hear our prayer now. Let us pray. Our Heavenly Father, we thank Thee that Thou art God who made us and who cares for us, who sends us gifts without number. O Lord, we can never repay our debt which we owe to Thee, but we know that Thou art a great and mighty and a loving Father in heaven, and thou dost send to us every day, according to our needs, the food that we need, the other things that we do every day. Lord, you have supplied us without times without number. Help us to be grateful and to return thanks in every possible way. O Lord, forgive us where we have sinned and where we have not been grateful enough. We pray this, asking your blessing for all these dear people in this Blessed Hope Church, that all of us will think and prepare for the day when thy dear Son, our Lord Jesus, will be coming back again. Lord, may we be thankful and be ready for him. We pray this, even giving thee all thanks and praise. In Jesus' name, Amen.